The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:22, finally Friday with the Flakes. Played a couple good ones from Dolly. Got some stuff on her coming up during the Nashville segment. Well, if you thought yesterday was cold, today's a little colder. I had 4 degrees driving in at the airport. It's 2 below, and Paul said it was 10 below at his place.
I see yesterday Cutbank didn't even get above 0.
No.
Yeah, so cold stuff.
Hey, shout out to the people that were out there plowing roads yesterday. By the time we got off the air at 10, most of the roads were in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to travel across town to go out and see the dock on the West End yesterday. Everything was really nice and clear. And
yeah, but we need the snow.
God.
Oh, wow. Gonna warm up 54 by Monday, so
yeah.
Which is good. So didn't have any calves yesterday, so that was good. No early ones yet, except for that twin problem I had the other day. But
well, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really supposed to start till the first week of March, but you know, cows are a lot like women. They
how is that, Paul?
Well, they can have them early,
right?
You know, they can have them. They can be a little later.
Yeah,
some of them may not, you know, even indicate that they're getting ready to give birth. And so a lot of the guys calve early. They start calving in January, and you know, they had really good weather in January to calve.
Yep.
I mean, it was good. So and you know, the cold weather, and guys that calve, they know this, but for those of you listening that don't, the cold weather is not so bad for the calving as much as the wet weather.
Right.
You know, that's I mean, if it's cold, if it's 10 degrees, 20 degrees out, and it's dry, it's not a problem. You know, guys bed their cows down, put straw out, have dry places for them. It's
right.
It's the dampness and the wet, the cold, you know, that's what gives you the problem. So,
folks, this week on Farm and Ranch Report, we brought in an expert on things that can go wrong.
That's right. But we really need the snow. You people. You know, crap. Nice warm rains will do us wonderful.
Yeah.
And no, we really need the snow.
Yeah.
That's because you're worried about your free ski pass. River runoff, reservoir is being filled. They rely on some snow, but. But yeah, 50s again next week, so maybe we'll get an early spring. Never know.
Boy, I just typed this up. If you're going to go skiing up at Red Lodge, you better check their website. They've got a lot of closures and variations up there. The Willow Creek Chair will only run on Fridays. Midway Lodge will be open Friday through Sunday. Turnpike will be closed for races today through Sunday. Left side of Miami Beach, where Paul Musthaven shined on skis.
That in Tippy Trail, or what's it called?
Tippy Trail.
Tippy Trail,
I think,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, I could tell it was cold last night. Furnace was running quite a bit. And but that's just the way it is out here. I had some weird dreams last night. I was trying to even remember what they were, but I couldn't remember them, but I know they're weird. Did you ever have one of those?
Lately, I've had a bunch, and I'll wake up and I'll go back to the same dream, even though I'm not having a good time in the dream.
Yeah.
I'll go back like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, Mark will wake up. God, no orange juice in this screwdriver. I gotta hurry up and get back to this dream. But I take these all-natural sleep pills that you can get at Costco, and they just make you dream weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up in the morning, and you got it going through your mind, but you can't picture it. You can't pinpoint it. What was it? Goofy stuff. U.S. had a pretty good day yesterday in the Olympics. U.S. gal won gold in figure skating, and U.S. is going to play for gold in hockey. Men's and women's.
Well, the women won.
Oh, did they play yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that the gold medal game?
Yep.
Oh, okay. See, that's how far out of the loop I am.
Well, you're not just sitting on the couch watching TV all day like I am.
Well. That's true. Mark, you know, goes home, and yeah, hey, in Mark's defense, he gets up early, so he likes to get home and get a 4 or 5 hour nap.
Oh, that's right. And Sidney Crosby playing for Canada, he got hurt. They don't know the extent of the injury or if he's going to be playing.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. U.S. women won in overtime. 2-1. Megan Keller backhanded a shot in overtime to score to win. The goal was the 15th of her Olympic career and the 33rd point of her career to break the U.S. record in both categories. So there you go. Good for the women. Oh, here's another sports story that I just noticed. The NBA is pushing new rules now to cut down on tanking.
Said this year has been the worst it's ever been because this year's draft class that they expect to come out and declare for the draft is supposed to be 10 deep, really good ones.
Mm-hmm. So the league has started fining teams for sitting healthy players, including Utah and Indiana. They got a big meeting next month. They're going to discuss it, but tanking.
Well, and they had an interesting discussion with Stephen A. Smith yesterday. Kansas has got a player, and I don't know the kid's name, but they expect him to be the first or second pick. But the other night, he scored all those points in the first half and then just didn't really feel like playing in the second half.
Yeah.
He said, so do you draft a guy like that? Because if he's doing that in college, what do you think he's going to do in the NBA?
Said his leg hurt a little.
Yeah.
Mark saw that yesterday while he watched TV for 4 or 5 hours while he was taking his nap. But, so tanking. Tanking. That's like throwing a game.
Yeah.
Losing on purpose.
Well, and it's one thing if your team just isn't that good or you've got some of your best players hurt, but you're sitting guys that are healthy. And that was another thing Michael Jordan talked about. Even if he wasn't 100%, he still wanted to play. He said, they paid a good price to come see me play.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going right.
to play.
Hey, I've always said that about LeBron. When LeBron plays, he plays hard.
Yes, he does.
He plays hard. Guy 40 years old running down the floor trying to block the shot of some young punk on a breakaway layup.
Mm-hmm.
That's effort, you know. So whether you like him or not, but tanking. People tank at work.
They do.
They do. They tank at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fries.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing that. They tank. Tank at work. Work used to be such a great thing. People were thankful that they were working.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to get there because they had a chance to make money. And it's just kind of a different thing now. But Alyssa Liu, she won the figure skating gold. Americans hadn't won a gold in the Olympics for 24 years.
Wow.
They were kind of in a drought. So winning the gold isn't going to be the best thing to happen to Alyssa Liu now that she's won the gold.
No kidding.
She's going to be on a Wheaties box. She's going to be doing, I don't know, tampon commercials or something like, you know, they all do. And
well,
remember Kathy Rigby?
Kathy Rigby. Susie Chaffee, who didn't do a lot skiing but became Susie Chapstick in the 70s.
Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah.
I mean, they all.
Like we talked about, this is an Olympics. Other than Lindsey Vonn, we don't really have a lot of stars going into the Olympics, so that's good for her.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna make millions. Millions. Yep, it was a big payday for her yesterday when she won the gold. She just doesn't realize it yet, but, well, she probably does realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she has agents and stuff already. And if not, they'll be calling her today.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, people look at Michael Jordan as one of the role models because all the stuff that he sponsored was all feel-good, all-American stuff. Gatorade and McDonald's and stuff like that.
Yeah, shoes.
Yeah.
Roger Rabbit movies. Wasn't Jordan in the Roger Rabbit movie? Or
not Roger Rabbit.
Remember you used to watch it when you went home in the afternoon and you would take sit on the couch and you'd put it on.
Oh.
What? They were a cartoonish thing. Animated.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to type it in because I can't remember.
I don't know what they were either, but
Space Jam.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Space Jam. Bad movie.
I realize I'm just going to heap some more of this on myself, but off the air yesterday, we were talking about Paul's never seen The Godfather, and The Godfather 1 and 2 were on yesterday, so I watched a little bit of the first one. Now, I don't know if you'd like it, because it does move kind of slow. It's a great story. did see in the Last Dance, the 10-part series of Michael Jordan, when he was filming Space Jam in California, he had the movie studio build him an indoor basketball court and flew out other NBA players so he'd film all day and then play basketball for 3 or 4 hours a night with Reggie Miller and people like that.
They got a picture today, folks, of the construction of the hospital, the new hospital we're getting. And Mark and I, we see it. We can see it from up here all the time. We watch the cranes, but the big cement structure you see going up in the middle, that's the elevator shaft. Mm-hmm. You know, they build those first. That's the elevator shaft for the elevators. And they have that big crane up there. That's going to be, that hospital, folks, is going to be a tall building. That hospital is going to be 14 stories tall up there.
Wow.
For Billings, that's a tall building. But,
right.
You know, so that's going to be like about as tall as the Wells Fargo building, you know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty tall hospital. A lot of floors up there. $1 billion project. So, but they're building the elevator shaft on that first. That's what you see. I thought maybe it was the fire escape. I thought it was either the fire escape or the elevator shaft. It's the elevator shaft. So they build that, and then they build the building around it. And $1 billion won't be completed till 2029. So it's going to take a while.
Well, just make sure they get Jake's office right.
Yeah, that's right. 3 years to build that thing. It's quite the project. All kind of coverage today on the class action lawsuit over your water bills. The complaint said the city of Billings engaged in a systemic and propagandic scheme of overcharging the plaintiffs and then pursuing the debts for water usage, which defendants knew or showed have known were not owed, according to the complaint. They have reviewed thousands of bills with these people, and then they started water shutoffs because they didn't pay their bill. The city said it was because of the software, delaying their 30-day billing cycle into 60-day invoices for some. And they said a heat wave then struck most of Montana as water users began using sprinklers, creating spikes in their water usage. I don't believe that. City said there were no bills found to have overcharged an account holder and were not corrected.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
There had to be, folks, there had to be a screw up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because some of these people, they don't water their yards.
Yeah.
They don't use sprinklers.
They don't use $2,500 worth of water.
No. And when your bill goes from $84 a month to $900 a month, in the graph where water usage shows pretty much an even bar scale all the way across, and then the last month it jumps up and there's a 2-inch raise on the bar of your water bill, and you don't even water. Something's messed up there. In the suit, they said their audit, when the city audited, they reviewed less than 30 meters and failed to explain how residents were sometimes charged for more water than they could possibly use in a month. There are 40,000 customer-based meters in the city of Billings, and they audited 30 of them. They found some of the meters were actually under-registering, and none that they looked at over-registered. They said every bill was looked at in an audit because these meters now transmit readings via radio. Out of the 290,000 charges, 4,700 of them did not match. And they attributed it to rounding. And they said when they rounded, that inaccuracy favors the resident by a cent or two. But it's crazy, folks. You have people who are consistent, who are routine, whose families don't change, whose habits don't change, and their water usage is pretty much a flat scale all the way across. And then 1 month, the bar triples in size.
Yeah.
They don't use sprinklers. They don't water. City said some of you may have leaks you don't know about. One of the attorneys said they told that person that they probably had a leak. That explained the huge rise. There were no leaks. And then after a couple months, their water usage all went back to normal again. So clearly no leak had existed.
Right.
Leaks just don't stop. One of the plaintiffs in the suit, folks, and his water bill, he was billed anywhere from $41 to $63 a month. All right? It was consistent, depending on company or whatever, $41 to $63 a month. Then he was billed $502 for 2 months in a row in August, with the following months also being then higher. And the city said, well, you either have a leak or you are excessively using your sprinklers. He said, I don't even have a manicured lawn. So he never paid the bill and they shut his water off. Here's another plaintiff. She rented a home in Billings. And from May to August, she was billed $241. Okay? 4 months. May, June, July, August. $241. All right, that's $60 a month for water. Then in October, she was billed $2,510.
Good Lord.
City said, you got a leak. Inspection revealed no leaks. She never paid her inflated water bill, and so instead, she just moved out of the rental. Here's a guy. He was at home for only 4 days in the summer of 2024, okay? For 90 days, he was billed $973. In October and November, he was then billed $3,943, and his house was vacant.
Wow.
Folks, Public Works said you left the sprinklers on all night. Neighbors said, no, he didn't. They weren't on all night. That's false. But he paid them so they wouldn't shut his water off. Here's another woman in the suit. Her average water bill was $14 to $33 a month. Then in September, she was billed $875. The city told her, there's a leak in your sprinklers. She didn't have underground sprinklers. She paid the bill. Here's another plaintiff said he was paying on average between $106 and $320 a month for the residence that he lives in. In August, for 60 days, he was billed $506, and the next month, $447. City said, you got a leak. No leak was found. Why does the city tell people that?
I don't know.
Look, and you know, you work for the city, which means you work for the people.
Not how they see it.
I know it. It's not your money, okay? In fact, those people are paying you. You can't have those kind of mistakes, those kind of drastic increases for so many people.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a situation once in a while. Now, according to our city administrator, he said the shutoffs have had their desired effect because it's reducing the number of delinquent payments. They've offered them a payment plan. The majority of those have had their water turned back on. And in the lawsuit, folks, they have demanded a trial by jury. As of this week, the city of Billings has yet to file a response because our city attorney is out of the office right now. But so we'll see what happens there. You know, that's just it's going to be tough if there's a jury there. You know, People are so routine.
Yes.
In their everyday lives. We all are. Our lives all start the same. I get up in the morning. I feed the dogs. I wash up. I grab my protein bar. I head out the door. I come to work. I work here. I go home. I eat lunch. Turn on the weather channel. I'll take a cat nap. I get up. Bust my ass till sundown. Come in the house. Get a shower. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Pay bills. Do stuff like that. Routine. Every day. Very seldom changes. Now, sure, I'm in agriculture. Our life changes depending on the season, but that's a different thing. I'm talking about household routines here. Mark's routine, it's the same. Wakes up every morning, gets a shower, comes to work, picks the songs he likes, gets in his pickup, and then has the inherited task of trying to find what he's going to eat or drink for the day. It's a big problem in Mark's life. Goes out, has something with lots of Cajun spice or pepper in it. It makes him sleepy. He goes home, he sleeps for 3, 4, 5 hours in a nap. Then he wakes up and his next adventure is he's got to try to find something that he wants to do for supper.
Mm-hmm.
Picks that, goes home, falls to sleep at 6:15 to 6:30. And then he can't understand why he's waking up at 2. 2 in the morning. And that's because he's already had 8 hours of sleep by 2 in the morning. He gets up, he takes a shower, and he comes back to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that Mark's water bill, if he was a city resident with that routine, should go from $60 a month to $940 a month or $500. There's just, people were so routine.
Yes.
You can see it. All these people saw it on their water bills mm-hmm. for months and months and months. The graphs never would move up. And if they did move up, you knew the reason why. Well, I had relatives that were in town for a week. We were doing more showers, stuff like that. Great. Or I did use the sprinklers and things like that. But for other people who were so routine, there's no way that should have shot up the way it shot up.
No, you're right.
It's like your food usage. It's like your gasoline usage. Unless you go on a major trip or travel, it's routine. It's pretty normal. It's even Steven.
Yeah.
It's the same all the time. Your electricity rates pretty much even until, for instance, you start using an air conditioner or you start using the heat. Then you see an increase. But we all knew that would come. Those parameters are pretty normal every year. But these water things went through the roof for these people with no explanation whatsoever, except that in 2024, you know how Chinese have different years, the year of the cat, mm-hmm. the year of the dog. In 24 here, it was the year of the leak. Everybody in Billings, for some strange reason, in 2024, that year had a leak. No. So we'll see what happens. They get a trial by jury. Going to be tough. Going to be tough for the city. The audit reviewed 30 meters, and they failed to explain how the residents were sometimes charged for more water than they could use in a month. They couldn't even use that much water in a month. They found 4,700 bills out of the 290,000 charges did not match from the water. But they favored the resident by a cent or two, is what they said. Here's one whose bill was regularly anywhere from $41 to $63 a month, and then he was billed $502 for 2 months in August. City told them, same thing. Water leak or sprinklers. Heck, my power bill last month was $1,000.
Jeez.
And but I know why. You know, I've got tank heaters running 24 hours a day and all my stock tanks, plugging in tractors, furnace and things are running more. I get it, but it happens. The thing about it is, with me, it happens every year at that time, and it's pretty consistent. One thing I'm happy to see is that gives you hope about humanity is that people do pay attention and watch their bills.
Yes.
Now, they don't watch their credit cards, but things like power, those kind of things, they watch those kind of things. They watch what they're being charged. That's the one bad. There's good things and bad things for everything. It's the one bad thing about automatic payments coming out of your account or going to your credit card that are automatically paid every month. You just don't watch them as much or as attentively as you should. Garbage, your alarm company, you know, when you're not writing the check and it's just automatically coming out of your account or mm-hmm. your car, you don't watch it as closely.
No.
And, I noticed that my garbage bill had gone up, just was going up every single week. And I called the lady and she made an adjustment for me. And, same thing. Hell, you got to watch your Sirius XM radio.
Yeah.
And just call them up and say, oh, that's it. I'm canceling. I ain't paying $28 a month for that crap. Hell, I can listen to the Flakes. They're more entertaining than anything you got.
Yeah.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Medford Park exit.
And, you know, they'll lower your bill to $7.50 a month or something. You know, Pete, you have to pay attention. But so it's good that the people were paying attention to this bill.
Yes.
Like they watch their power. They watch that kind of stuff, which is good. You have to pay attention. Folks, you work hard for your money. Most of you bust your butt. Try to get ahead. Try to save a little bit of money. And it's just not right. There's got to be an explanation for this some way, somehow. You know, did they increase the rate dramatically or anything like that? You know, it's funny the Public Service Commission didn't look into that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, they're the ones that keep an eye on power companies and your natural gas utility companies, things like that. It's interesting that they didn't get involved here. You know, God, people watch the price of gas. You know, pennies count. But so they'll look into it. They'll have a trial. They'll have to present all the facts and figures, and we'll see what comes out of it. Troy Downing's going to run again. Got 66% of the vote last time in the Eastern District when he ran.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see who his main challengers will be down the road. We get into the midterms.
Interesting to me that there's so much more coverage now on the day when people file. Didn't used to be that big a deal years ago, but now it's newsworthy. There was a robbery at B-Town Vapes, and they have security cameras. It was two guys. They only got a picture of one guy, and he was dressed all in black with a mask. And had a pretty snazzy pistol. Holographic sight, and I don't know if it was a 9mm, I think it was like a 33-round magazine sticking out of that thing.
Wow. Where was it at?
B-Town Vapes.
Oh, vaping shop.
Yeah, and they took some product, and I think the story said they got $177. And if that guy gets caught, son, you're going to jail for a long time for $177.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it is, too, the dope shops, they all deal in cash.
Yeah.
So, you know, these crooks aren't that stupid. They deal in cash. And, you know, we've been following that big social media trial going on in California. Big lawsuit. Harm children's mental health by the way they design their platforms. Yesterday, day before Zuckerberg, he testified. And suit said it's harming children's mental health. It's addictive. They're not protecting our kids from the platforms. Sexual predators, other dangerous content. There is a trial going underway in New Mexico, by the way, but it's not getting quite the publicity the one in L.A. is. The L.A. case is the one centering, though, on addiction. 20-year-old suit set around her. Zuckerberg testified in the week, sticking basically to his talking points, and talked about their company's policy restricting users under 13, and they do everything they can to detect if they're lying about their age. Down in New Mexico, their social media trial, some of the people are trying to seek changes in the algorithms that actually can serve up the harmful material. You know, these algorithms, Mark and I talk about them all the time. They're listening, they're watching,
yeah,
they're seeing. You ought to see the Sheryl Crow stuff that pops up on Mark's screen every morning.
That's not true.
But they monitor you. There's also a trial coming this summer that will pit school districts against social media companies. They're focused primarily on children and their developing brains and how the addiction is such a threat to their well-being. And they've already got the proof, folks, when it comes to test scores in schools when they're not allowed to have their phones there.
Mm-hmm.
The proficiency levels increased. We've talked about this for a couple years now since they did that in Idaho and they did it in Utah. Immediately, the first year, they talk about the addiction part of it, saying that it's no really different from a drug addiction or any other type. So social media companies disputing their products are addictive. Some researchers are questioning whether the addiction is the appropriate term to describe heavy use of social media. That's a good point. Could be abuse of it rather than addiction. Meta's rolled out a lot of safety features to try to do it. But once again, just click on the button or the bar that says, I'm 18 and I understand this. And you click on it and there you go. This case against the media companies, they said they really could take years to figure it out. Parents, educational experts, other stakeholders are hoping that lawmakers will do more. Folks, you can't rely on our lawmakers to do much. Yes. anything. They're in such a battle with each other that the American people are always forgotten.
Yeah. Well, they've all got their own agendas.
It's a basketball game. It's a competition between the two sides against each other. And we're the ones that pay the prices for their stupidity, their inability to craft quality legislation. We pay the price. And if you're a big believer in freedoms, you want people to have the freedom to choose.
Right.
And a lot of this case is based on that because parents have all the authority and all the power to take care of the phone addiction problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. You can take it. You cannot give them one. You can regulate what they have access to. You can get them a phone that only texts and calls. There are all kinds of options for parents out there to take control of how their children are being developed, what they're exposed to on a daily basis. That power hasn't been taken away from parents. Maybe parents have just shedded their responsibility a little bit from being a parent. Because if my dad wanted to take away the keys to the car, guess what?
Yeah.
The keys to the car were taken away.
Right.
No TV. Guess what? There was no TV then.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things out there that are harmful to children, and parents have to protect them from it. Period. Doesn't matter whether it's social media, whether it's drugs, anything like that. You have to be active, and you have the power to do it. You cannot share and shed your responsibility with major corporations and companies in America and let them help raise your child. You just can't do it. You have to do it. And so we'll see how that trial works out. There's two of them, one in New Mexico, but the big one's in L.A. because that's where the big companies are that are fighting this. And you know, once again, Mark, we're back to that same thing. You know, schools have the power to help.
Yeah.
They can help this situation. You know, they can make the rules in their own schools. You want to eliminate social media and phone use and internet access on a phone for kids for 8 hours a day? You can do that.
That's right.
They can do it. And if we see all these problems, if we see the impact it's having on children, if we have educators and principals and others testifying at this trial about the impact it's having on students and their kids, and they can see it, then you can also, like a parent, take a step to stop it and put an end to it. School boards, you can too. You can do it. You can go into places in Billings, businesses, no cell phone use here.
Right.
Turn your phones off. They can make those rules.
Yep.
They can also do that to help. But do they? If they see a problem, if counselors in schools see the problem, if superintendents see the problems, then why don't the damn school boards open up their eyes and see the problem and make adjustments and help squelch it, at least for that 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
You know what we were not allowed to do for 8 hours? I went to a Catholic school. 8 hours a day. For that 8 hours, we were not allowed to wear jeans. Okay? We could wear jeans all the... But for that 8 hours, Mark, we couldn't wear jeans. You know what else we were not allowed to do for 8 hours? We were not allowed to chew gum.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't do that.
8 hours, you weren't allowed to chew gum. But in some schools, what we will let you do is go to class, have your cell phone on you. Some schools make them put them in a basket, but after class, they got their phones.
Right.
Then you could go to the hallway, and you can get on your phone, and you can do all kinds of stuff if you want on your phone. Oh, yeah. So they can help. They can help with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have somebody at this trial, those educators from Idaho and Utah, show up and say, look, we banned them for 8 hours a day, and our proficiency levels and our test scores went up the first year.
Yeah.
Get some teachers in there. They can tell you, why in the hell don't we do that? I don't know. They banned the other things. You're not allowed to smoke pot in school.
No.
But it's legal.
Yeah.
It's legal everywhere here. Well, they're below age. Okay. That stops them from vaping, doesn't it? And smoking cigarettes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They can do it. They can also take some protective measures to help the job also of the parents if they wanted to. So we'll... we'll see what happens here with this trial. It's going to go on for a couple weeks, so we're going to...
Oh, boy, you talk about a jury you don't want to get picked for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, God, really?
Oh,
oh, more again today?
I think we've covered this.
Yeah, that's right.
First news coming up, 6:17.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.